This week, the Zeppelin NT, as in new technology, took its first commercial flight over a lake along the border between Germany and Switzerland. This Zeppelin is 246 feet long and designed to hold 19 passengers. And unlike the tragic Hindenburg of the 1930s, the NT is inflated with non-flammable helium. Joining us on the line is Dr. Bernd Streter, the president of the company that makes these new airships. Dr. Streter, thanks very much for being with us.
Hello.
This is a lot smaller than the Hindenburg, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed, it is smaller, and that means we have a capacity of nearly one-tenth of the passengers like the old Hindenburg had.
Yeah.
So that means it's really a small one, but is the largest one in the world flying today.
And are these flights mostly to see the view, or do they go from one point to another point?
Our market niche is, first of all, sightseeing with passengers, and we have a cabin with very large windows. You feel like sitting in a bus, looking out of bus windows, but flying in an altitude of 1,000 feet with a velocity of 40 knots, and you can see really everything. And the most important is that it is a totally other feeling than flying in a helicopter or in an airplane or a balloon. It's nearly noiseless, it's vibrationless, and slow, of course, and as I mentioned, with a wonderful view.
Yeah. So the view is the beauty. It's not, you wouldn't take this if you had to get somewhere in a hurry.
No, that's exactly the case.
How far can a Zeppelin go?
Pardon?
How far can a Zeppelin go, travel?
The maximum distance is roughly 900 kilometers, 600 miles, more or less. And so in the moment, we offer 1 to 2 hours flights. And we think for sightseeing, that's exactly the right way to do it. That, I think, is the right way to have fun.
If I might say this respectfully, Dr. Streter, do people make Hindenburg jokes when they get on?
You know that everybody asks for Lakehurst accident. You know, today the lifting gas is helium. Helium is not flammable. And in the old Zeppelins were filled with hydrogen. And if you bring hydrogen to oxygen, then you have an explosive gas. So, and this was one reason for a lot of accidents. And this cannot happen again.
Dr. Streter, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Bernd Streter is president and CEO of the German company that's manufacturing the Zeppelin NT.